The proprietors of the Seafood Shack takeaway stall on the pier in Killybegs have reacted to receiving a letter from a local resident accusing them of destroying the tourism product in the town as a result of not emptying their bins being full. And they've reacted strongly and indeed emotionally and seem pretty cheesed off, to say the least, that their business has been undermined in this way. Gary and Mairead run the Seafood Shack in Killybegs. To tell us more about what happened and what's in the letter, we are joined by Gary Anderson. And Gary, it seems that this was an anonymous letter that you received. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was just thrown onto the alleyway on the way into the courtyard at the restaurant. Yeah.
And what does it say exactly? What's so upsetting about it?
This anonymous letter was thrown in, and it basically was accusing us of destroying the town of Killybegs, being responsible for litter issues, for the fact that our food waste bins that go out on a Monday to get picked up are offensive, the smell of them, and that he doesn't think that we should be in business at all because we have smelly bins and a heat wave. It's ludicrous stuff, you know. We're not the only business operating in Killybegs that has takeaway business and packaging and that. You know, we do our part for the town. We're cleaning up the rubbish at the end of the night. I bring multiple bags of rubbish every weekend night to the council. Oh, well, every night of the week, but at the weekends in particular, when there's nobody to empty the bins, I'm emptying public bins. We're dropping it off to the yard. We're doing our part. But what the public do with their rubbish themselves during the day is way beyond our control. It's their rubbish. They purchased it, and if it's lying around the diamond or whatever, before we get finished up at night, tidy it up for them. You know, it's crazy to hold one business responsible for that.
Yeah, as you concede on your Facebook site, that there was an issue with seagulls pulling rubbish all over the place at one stage.
There's always an issue. The bins don't get, like I said, don't get emptied all the time at the weekends, and especially into bank holiday weekends. Now, although it's better this year than it was, if people don't get their rubbish fully into the bin, seagulls pull it out, pull it all over the street. But again, that comes down to the public. If the bin is full, take your rubbish home.
Your anger and upset at this is quite obvious. And you say in your post, you and Mairead, that this letter, this anonymous letter, makes you want to close all the businesses and not be self-employed anymore.
Yeah, it's very frustrating when you see people, you know, take the time out of their day to attack your business and to attack your person and to, you know, slander the way you operate. Like, we employ 32 people in Killybegs. 32 people. You know, we contribute a lot to the community and we try really hard. We're always promoting the town. We do everything we can to push our town and our county as a place that people should come to. The fact that people are travelling to the town to come, it's a good news story. It's not something to be running down. You know, every other business gets a spin-off for the people that come to the Seafood Shack, the shops, the ice cream parlours, everybody, you know. The town is booming off the back of the visitors that we're having this year. And I think that's the positive story we need to be telling, not complaining about a rubbish lying around that gets picked up every single evening and gets taken to the council yards. It's frustrating, you know, just to have your way you do business, you know, so assaulted in such a manner.
Yeah, and you would challenge the person who dropped off that letter and didn't sign it. You challenge them maybe to confront you in an open manner and to discuss any issues they may have, however unlikely that is.
I don't feel I have anything to discuss with them. I feel that they should retract their statement. I don't have any desire to further the conflict or whatever it is that's building up in this person's head. We do know who it is. We've seen them on CCTV. I'm fully aware who it is.
Okay. But, I won't press you on who it might be, but could it be someone in the same business or in the general?
No, it's not. It's not. No. I think the one thing in Killybegs is the cafe owners, restaurant owners, and that, we're all on the same page. We're all wanting to grow the town, make it better. And there is definitely camaraderie between the businesses in Killybegs. I wouldn't say anything other than that. The town is pulling in the right direction together. It's a very positive place to do business. It's never looked so good. the regeneration of the town. Everything's going in the right direction. But we have to just, you know, take it in context. The town has gotten busier since the introduction of the Wild Atlantic Way, since the introduction of the staycations. And yet the infrastructure hasn't changed. You know, we're still on the same bin emptying routines with, you know, the public bins. We're still on the same well, the bins have just increased this weekend. Now the community council put out more bins. But it's, you know, we're dealing with thousands of people coming through the town as opposed to the hundreds we would have seen in the past. And the infrastructure just can't cope with the volume of people that are there right now.
Yeah.
And the fact that in this pandemic, there hasn't been food served on a plate in a long time, really, you know. So the packaging, I mean, businesses that would have offered sit-in last year have moved strictly to takeaway model. You know, they're not using plates or crockery or anything anymore. You know, they've found a new way of doing business that makes it easier for them to cope with the reduced staff numbers that are available. You know, we can take away the dishwashing element of it. It's yeah. another way that you can just streamline the business. But it all has an impact on what goes out into the public, you know?
Yeah, this has been upsetting for you and Murray Gary, hasn't it?
Absolutely, it has, yeah. I mean, you don't want that. I mean, we try and operate a nice, straight-down-the-line legitimate business, and you don't need your character assassinated in this way.